manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
You're looking for off days? Are you looking for a vacation again? I'm not looking for off days. We're looking for wins.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers and Pirates will go again tonight at American Family Field.
Pitch to Vaughn. Flare to right. Falling fast. Base hit. Run scores. Play at third. It gets away from the third baseman. Bowers trying to score. The throw home is high. Bowers scores.
Brewers did make it interesting, but ultimately lost 4-3 to the Pirates in that opening game of this four-game series. Bringing in manager Pat Murphy this morning, Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
So, Skip, as I said, ended up losing 4-3, all four runs charged to your starter, Brandon Sproat. Where are you at with Brandon Sproat this morning?
Brandon has done, he's second in the team in innings. He's done some great things for us this year, gobbling up innings. He's a young rookie pitcher who's learned his way. And, we're kind of deciding today what's the best way to have him progress. So you'll have more news on him later today. But, he's done a lot of good things here. It hasn't always been perfect, but, he's going to be part of our future.
Really felt for the kid last night after the game, seeing him talk to the reporters. I think the word to describe it I heard a reporter say was crestfallen. It just you could tell that he was wearing it.
Well, he's a conscientious kid. He works hard, and he really, he's gotten to this point in his career. He's had some success, but everybody goes through it. You know, we talked last night a little bit, him and I, about the plight of Corbin Burns. If you look back at 2019, he wasn't perfect and had a rough time. Got sent to the minor leagues, and we all know the story after that. So hopefully Brandon takes the same path and has a lot of successful years in the big leagues.
Thankfully, now the trade deadline is past us. It's an exciting time, but also I'm sure it can be nauseating and stressful as well to kind of hear about day in and day out. Would love to ask you about Dustin May and what you're expecting with him. But can we start with a comment you made yesterday, Skip, about the Skubal thing? I thought this was interesting, and Vince and I were talking about. Just curious what you mean, because I think most fans just think it's about a package, right, that's offered for a player. And yesterday, I'm paraphrasing, but you said that it's not always as simple as a package that is being offered for a player, that there are more layers to any trade. And obviously we don't need to dig in exactly into the details of this one. I know there's only so much you can say, but what do you mean when you say there are layers to a trade?
Well, any trade first has to be approved by the owner. That's the first thing. So that usually has to do with financial implications and other implications. I'm not sure. I mean, every trade is different, and I was not privy to what was going on in the Skubal, and I certainly don't know what happened between Detroit and LA, but there's just more to it. We offer a package and it looks on paper better than their package, but maybe it doesn't look that way to the Dodgers or to the Tigers. So everybody has a different way of viewing things, of rating things, and there's layers to it. Ownership's involved. Other players on your team are involved. What does that mean? Who are you getting back? There's just so much to it.
Murph, let me run this by you just because this is things, and Eric and I are both out. We're just fans like anybody else, and we hear things from other fans, and they ask, well, you guys are the inside. I don't know anything. I say I talk to Murph once a week.
I can verify that.
All right, so understanding that, where we're coming from, let me tell you something that fans are saying right now. They are concerned that there was – if you want to talk about a layer, that Tarik Skubal might not have been willing to, or maybe his agent wasn't willing to allow him to carry the load that perhaps the Brewers may have, that you may have asked him to carry here down the stretch. Is there any world where that's a true statement, and maybe even not particular to this, but can a guy's agent get into you after a trade and say, don't use my guy this way?
I mean, that happens all the time with the agent involved in player's health or agent involved with their opinions on what they think is best for the player. Ultimately, the player decides, but there is that in there. I have no idea if that was anything involved in this case. I know it wasn't from our end. because we never had those discussions, but about usage and things like that. But it, but again, those things I've heard happening, and it's the agent most times trying to protect the player, what they think is in their best interest.
So the Brewers get Dustin May, who you're familiar with. Obviously, he was with the Cardinals. He had a really good game against the Brewers earlier this year. It's a game that the crew ended up winning. What can you tell us about May?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a ton of experience. He's a team guy. He really cares about, you know, making an impact. And I think he can help us.
And Kyle Harrison, is he still on track to come back this week?
He is. Yeah, he is.
Another guy we got for the Cardinals, let me see. Oh, that's the guy with the appendicitis, right? Romero. Yeah.
Romero.
Just if it helps you, Murph, I don't know if you ever dealt with this, but as an adult, I had to have my appendix out what, 5-6 years ago. That's a little bit of a tougher road back than I had expected. So I don't know when you expect him to be available.
Well, not everybody's built the same.
I mean, some people are professional athletes, and then some guys talk for a living, right? But, yeah, right, you do expect him to be a contributor here in short order.
No, I do, yeah, for sure. He's on his way back, and it takes a while to get your throwing program back and get back on the mound. So I don't think he's back in the next week or two, but I think it'll be a plus for us going forward.
So Uke is premiering again this week at the Oriental. It's a documentary about Bob Uecker. I've yet to be able to see it. I'm trying to get out to see it. I know, Vince, you've seen it. Murph, what was your take of that movie? Heard that it was hilarious, but also had some somber moments.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
You look good in it.
Well, quite frankly, you know, it's tough. You know, you got to be ready for it in my mind. And I love Uke. I think about Uke. And, yeah, I think you got to be ready when you're ready to see it, be in the right frame of mind. So I'm just not I'm not there yet. I want to have some time. And, yeah, I'm sure it's done great. The guys that were doing it seemed really respectful and I think understood their project.
I respect that. Appreciate that. I know that's been a tough one for some folks to watch as well, including members of the team and the staff there. So it's at the Oriental Thursday night. And you, Skip, I'm really hoping that tonight, Logan Henderson's on the mound tonight. Be great to see the crowd just give that kid a huge ovation, especially given his name kind of being talked about and rumored this week.
Yeah, our fans have been great. They're passionate. And, you know, we'll keep chugging forward, get through whatever we got to get through. We'll get through it and come out the other side.
Yes, sir.
Brewers and Pirates tonight at American Family Field. Thanks, Murph.
You got it. Thanks.